Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into automation for Stereo Motion in Ableton Live, aimed at intermediate producers working on drum and bass. The goal is simple and powerful: make the top end breathe and move while keeping the sub locked and heavy. We'll only use Ableton's stock devices: Auto Pan, Frequency Shifter, Grain Delay, Ping Pong Delay, EQ8, Utility, Reverb, Audio Effect Racks, and I'll walk you through device chains, macro mapping, arrangement moves, and useful settings you can copy into your session. First, the quick overview. Set your project to 174 BPM. Build an 8 to 16 bar loop with a tight amen style break, a separate hats slash percussion track, a mono sub synth, and a mid slash high bass or pad. Create two return tracks. Return A for ping pong delay and return B for reverb. Keep both returns at 0 dB send by default, and we'll automate sends later. Let's start with the hats and top percussion. Put Auto Pan on the hat track and set it to a sync rate of 1/8, phase around 90 degrees, shape about 50%, and amount around 50% to start. High pass with EQ8 at roughly 120 Hz to remove any low rumble, then utility with width at 100%. Automating Auto Pan amount across the arrangement is key. Keep moderate motion in the intro, ramp up to high motion in breakdowns, and tighten the amount for drops so the groove hits harder. Practical automation example. Bars 1 to 8 at 50%, bars 9 to 12 ramp to 80%, then pull back to 20 or 30% on the drop. For validation, switch the rate between 1/8 and 1/16 or use tiny clip-based modulations for per-hit panning. Next, the most important rule: lock the sub. Create an audio effect rack on your sub track with two chains. The low chain uses EQ8 as a low pass at 120 Hz and utility width set to 0%, so that band is strictly mono. The high chain is high passed at 120 Hz and can be widened or processed with saturation. Map a macro to blend low and high chains if you want to automate how much body plays in sections. But don't ever auto pan or widen the low chain, that destroys punch on club systems. Now for mid and high bass movement. Put a subtle frequency shifter before auto pan on your mid slash high bass track. Set frequency to something tiny, like 1 to 6 Hz, and dry slash wet around 20%. Then add auto pan with a rate of 1/4 or 1/8 dotted and amount in the 30 to 60% range. Create an audio effect rack and map auto pan amount, frequency shifter, dry slash wet, and ascend to return it to a single macro called Stereo Motion. Map auto pan rate to another macro called Motion Speed. Automate the Stereo Motion macro across the arrangement so one knob controls perceived width, movement, and delay send. Huge time saver and musically consistent. Speaking of delays, set ping pong delay on return to a rhythmic sync. Try 1/16 or a dotted 8/16 combination to match DNB phrasing. Keep dry slash wet on the return around 20 to 30% and feedback 20 to 30% too. Automate the send amount on your mid slash high bass for rhythmic echoes, little boosts before drops, short bursts and breakdowns. Put auto pan on the return too with a slow rate like 1 bar to make echoes breathe across the stereo field. For creative percussion glue, use grain delay on a percussion bus. HP the bus around 150 Hz first, set grain size to about 20 to 30 milliseconds, spray to 20 to 40% for randomness, and sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep grain delay dry slash wet light, 10 to 30%. And add slight auto pan after it for subtle movement. Automate spray or dry slash wet up during transitions to create swirling textures that feel wild, but controlled. A few practical production mistakes to avoid. Never widen frequencies below roughly 120 Hz. Don't combine random static panning with auto pan without planning. You'll get unpredictable center offsets. Avoid stacking too many wide delays or reverbs. Always EQ the returns. High pass below about 200 Hz and consider a gentle low pass to tame harshness. Keep frequency shift or amount subtle. Big values make things metallic and phase Y. And always check your mix in mono frequently. Some coach level notes to keep you sharp. Think in layers, not devices. Treat sub, body, and top as separate elements you can move differently. Use relative automation. Small movements are often more musical than full sweeps. Clip envelopes are your micro-motion tool. Use them for per-hit panning on fast hat rolls instead of global automation. And when automating sends, treat the send like an instrument. Rhythmic bumps on off beats often groove better than static ramps. If you want to push further, try advanced variations like stacking two auto pans with different rates for polyrhythmic motion, or automate auto pan phase so the L/R relationship drifts across sections. Use a chain selector rack to flip between processing textures, dry, grainy wide, and pitched stereo, and automate the chain selector with a macro for instant timbral switches. For surgical control, use mid/side automation on EQA to boost side highs during breakdowns without touching the center energy. Some sound design extras to use: duplicate sources and attune a couple cents left and right, then hard pan them for lushness while keeping the low band mono. For subtle sheen, run slightly different frequency shifter values on left and right duplicates. Add a ghost layer of heavily processed break material, drop it way down in level, and widen it beneath the main break for subliminal texture. Arrangement ideas that work in DNB: use motion as punctuation, automate wide movement on fills, pre-drops, and the last hit of a phrase. Use short gated reverbs on snares with pre-delay to preserve impact. Automate sends up pre-drop, then cut them just before the drop. Always soften abrupt automation moves with short fades or S-curves to avoid clicks. This audio version is shortened for playback.